Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the third hour of an extraordinary day, and we have an extraordinary guest with us right now, Gonzalo Lira from Kharkov, Ukraine, and we're going to continue our discussion about the suicide of Western civilization, really, not just Western Europe, but all of Western civilization. I'm Mike Adams, and I'm just sitting in for a short amount of time here. Alex is going to be back shortly. He's here. He's in the building somewhere. I just saw him a minute ago. So he's here. He's coming back. It's his show, and he's always got big breaking news. But I want to say something here in this segment and then ask for Gonzalo's assessment of this. You know, the Russia-Ukraine situation is being a little bit sidelined in the media because of the China-Taiwan situation. And, you know, China is a communist regime. In my opinion, the CCP is a world bully, but then again, so is the Pentagon, so is the United States under this illegitimate regime of Joe Biden. So they're a bully. Our illegitimate people are bullies too. Not real America. Like, if we had real Americans, if we honor the real outcome of the election in 2020, we wouldn't be a bully on the world stage as much, although there's still remnants in the State Department that can't help themselves. But China is a big bully on the world stage. And I just want to say, in my opinion here, on the record, I absolutely support Taiwan's independence. I used to live in Taiwan. You know, I speak a fair amount of Mandarin Chinese. I actually lived in Taipei. Xin Yi Lu was the street I lived on. And what I witnessed during those 2 years that I lived in Taiwan, it's clearly a country that has its own president. Current president is a woman. Tsai Ing-wen is her name. They have their own elections. They have their own currency. They have their own dialect, Taiwanese. They have their own economy. They have their own culture. And the Taiwan people, really, you might describe them as a liberal democracy. They value freedom of speech. They do not want to become communists. And they also have their own diplomatic relations with other countries around the world, although China is always trying to crush those diplomatic relations and crush Taiwan as an independent nation. So I just want to say, I believe every nation in the world has the right to its own, I mean, to its own sovereignty. Every group of people, Taiwan is clearly an independent nation in my view, and I lived there and I spoke to those people. So I support Taiwan's independence, and I do not support a one China policy. But that doesn't necessarily reflect the opinion of InfoWars or Gonzalo or anyone else. But that's my take on it. Now, Mr. Lira, what do you think about what's happening with China and Taiwan, and China threatening Taiwan with, you know, forced reunification? What's your take on it?
My thinking is, you know, if you see a dog that's sleeping, let it lie. Simple as that. It seems to me that the United States is going out of its way to provoke China.
Yes.
And the reason is very cynical. The reason is because the American economy is collapsing, and the Biden administration wants something that will cover it up, that will, you know, fill and the newspaper headlines with stories of something going on in China. They tried to do it with Ukraine. They wanted a Cinderella story of Ukraine bravely fighting off the Russians and the Russians, you know, suffering an ignominious defeat. And that scenario is just not playing out. On the contrary, the Russian economy, because of the sanctions, the Russian economy is getting stronger, not weaker. It's getting a lot stronger because they increased their revenue because of greater oil sales, the greater price of oil and greater price of gas. On the other hand, because Europe cut them off completely insofar as trade, the Russians are getting money from overseas, but they have nowhere to spend it. So what are they doing with all this cash? They're spending it domestically in Russia, improving their own country. And, you know, once they start to annex the parts of Ukraine that they have conquered, they're going to put a hell of a lot of money into Ukraine. You know, I mean, like, they are improving their own country. This has been a bonanza for the Russians. Okay. Now, insofar as China is concerned, Why provoke the Chinese? What purpose? It was just to deflect, to distract people from the collapsing American economy.
You're exactly right. This is Pelosi, and what's going on is provoking the Chinese, absolutely, and that doesn't need to happen. We're going to take a one-minute break. We'll be right back, and now we're going to get into the even bigger global picture with Gonzalo Lira. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, body cells with turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome to the third hour of The Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, filling in for just a little bit here. Alex will be back in the studio shortly. And I'm joined by our special guest, Gonzalo Lira. And this is a very important day for you to spread the word about this show and also support this platform. InfoWars is under extreme attack by what can only be described as a rigged judicial system, which is no surprise, but Alex Jones is being railroaded in an obscene manner by what I would consider to be just beyond bias, but corrupt judges and lawyers who are involved in trying to destroy this very platform. Your support is desperately needed. In fact, your financial support through the product purchases is what's going to keep this platform here and keep the voices, and for example, the voices you're hearing today of Gonzalo Lira or myself or the other guest, Robert Barnes, is coming up in the fourth hour. These voices need a place to be heard for, frankly, for the, I think, the continuation of human civilization. We have to hear out the other side from the mainstream narrative. So right now, today, Bodies, which is the turmeric formula that combines with black pepper, Bodies is on sale at 25% off. It's back in stock, which is kind of a miracle these days given the supply chain crisis. And you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. And a couple of comments. Now, those of you who are familiar with my work, you know that I'm a published food scientist. I own and operate a food analytics laboratory here in Central Texas. And by the way, in the green room right here in this studio right now, I have a large glass jar with blended avocados, cacao, and turmeric with a touch of black pepper in it. That's exactly what's in the Bodies formula. And I drink that every day. I've been doing that for more than 15 years. I was a former type 2 diabetic myself, or right on the borderline of that. Never had a problem since I got turned on to nutrition. And what I know about turmeric is that it helps support the body's natural response to things like inflammation, but affecting multiple systems. It can help support normal neurological function, normal cardiovascular function. And when I look around today, remember the last time I was here, I had my microscope and we were looking at those clots that were pulled out of the bodies of people who died after taking the vaccines. We did a little clot analysis and grossed some people out, by the way, that show with Dr. Jane Ruby. Well, I believe, and I can't yet support it scientifically, but there's more coming out. I believe that cardiovascular clot formation is tied to vascular inflammation. In fact, there's no question in my mind that that's the case, which means that we can choose. You can choose foods and lifestyle habits and superfoods and appropriate supplements or spices or roots that can help your body respond in a healthy way to all of these insults that affect us, whether it's viral shedding or environmental toxins or stress or whatever, you know, junk food. Maybe you went out and had some fried onions and, I don't know, some really badly burned barbecue. Well, guess what? Hey, we all enjoy barbecue from time to time, but make sure you protect your body with the right supplements. And by doing so, you can support InfoWars and keep this platform online. Again, InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of Body's 25% off today. And also, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock at 40% off, and that's an outstanding combination of vitamins and minerals. And I wholeheartedly endorse these formulas, and I can personally attest to the improvement that you will experience. Give yourself 30 days on these supplements. Seriously, buy them, try them for 30 days. Keep a log of what happens to your experience, and you will notice a tremendous difference. It's nutrition. It's cause and effect. So speaking of cause and effect, we're going to go right back to Gonzalo Lira, because I think Mr. Lira believes, as I do, that we live in a universe of cause and effect. So if causes are initiated, then effects will materialize. And whereas the West is preoccupied with delusional fairy tale thinking, such as, oh, men can get pregnant and we don't need natural gas hydrocarbon molecules. We'll just imagine, like, why can't the people of Germany just self-identify that we're not starving and freezing this coming January? The reason is because that's not real. You can't just make believe, right? So, yes, Gonzalo, your comments on all that.
Well, you know, just parenthetically, before I jump into that, I wanted to mention something that is deeply, deeply troubling to me, and perhaps you've been covering it on your show, or Alex has been covering it. Well, the thing is that there are more deaths and fewer births, and this trend is accelerating, and a lot of people are starting to notice it, and I think that people who are listening to your broadcast should be paying attention to this. If there's anything that I can leave you with, is this. In different countries around the world, in the United Kingdom, in Italy, in Germany, in Taiwan, they are noticing that there is an increase of mortality month over month. It's a trend that's accelerating. And they really started noticing it at the beginning of this year, in January of this year. And at the same time, you are seeing a decrease in live births. And that trend is also increasing month over month, starting this January. You see, the birth and death rates, you know, if you take a bunch of graphs of like 10 years and superimpose them, they're very parallel to one another. They don't really change. There are certain spikes every year that happen at the same time, like around Christmas and New Year's. More people tend to die during those 2 weeks because of car crashes, because of, you know, fights, domestic disputes and whatnot. Also because some people who are very, very sick try to hold on to life until Christmas for sentimental reasons and all the rest of it, being with their families and so forth. But the graphs tend to be very, very much the same. The variations are very minor. But starting in January of this year, the number of deaths in every country that has had, guess what? It's been increasing. Month over month, it's getting worse. In the UK, I believe it's the UK or Sweden. Actually, I'm mixing up my figures. Unfortunately, I didn't have a little cheat sheet here, but you can look it up for yourself. It started at 5% more mortality in the month of January, and then it went up to 8%, and then 11% by March. And 15% by April. And June, which was the last month, it was nearly 20%. It's increasing. And again, like I said, the number of live births are decreasing. This is a catastrophe.
And you're absolutely right.
This is obvious.
And the globalists are achieving their goal. And by the way, this is affecting the countries that and the people that we care about. I know that you care about the people of Ukraine. I think
well,
you are
I care about, I mean,
people
I'm
everywhere.
Okay, I want people to live as happily as they can, as for as long as they can. You know, every day we are hearing that somebody suddenly collapsed and died, and a relatively healthy person. And sometimes they're, you know, guys in their teens, in their 20s, and they're dropping dead for no reason. And it's happening all over the place. And people are like, oh, well, you know, pretending that it's not happening. It's happening. And you got to look at it. You have to look the truth in the face, and you have to realize that something horrible is happening. And the people who are in charge of things, the people who approve these gene therapy, because that's what it is, They did so just to score some political points and to make some money. That's the worst part. They endangered the lives of hundreds of millions of people just so that they could have like a little house in Martha's Vineyard or some garbage like that.
Let me bring this in, Gonzalo, because this comes from Children's Health Defense. There's a new study that has found that 15% of American adults have been diagnosed with serious conditions after taking COVID vaccines. 15%. That is extraordinary. And of those who complained of symptoms following vaccines, 21%, or about 1 in 5, complained of blood clots. And yet, let me just share this, what people learned exclusively, actually, here on InfoWars, when I was here with a microscope and the clots, these are not blood clots, folks. These are something else. These are self-assembling biostructures, probably made of proteins. They're not themselves alive, but they are occupying the blood vessels, and they are causing people to not get blood to their heart or their brain, and that's when they keel over and die, like you were just talking about. People are dying in huge numbers. The insurance companies are also reporting these figures. Now, we got to take a quick break, Gonzalo. Please stay with us. I know it's getting later there in Ukraine, but we'll be right back after this break. I've got more questions for you, a lot of territory to cover, but you're absolutely right. The death rate is increasing. The live birth rate is decreasing. The globalists are achieving infertility and genocide against humanity. We'll be right back with more.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, it's an extraordinary day. I'm Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones. He will be joining us now in the fourth hour today with attorney Robert Barnes. And I was speaking with Robert Barnes just a few minutes ago out in the hallway, and he's got some good stuff to share with you, the analysis of what's going on with the courts. And I mean, I'll go ahead and tell you, I was asking him, I was like, isn't this going to be appealed, and won't the appeal, I mean, if there's a rational a group of judges that hears what happened in this railroading of Alex Jones through the legal system, won't this be overturned? And I suppose I'll just say, to hear the answer, you know, tune into the fourth hour. Robert Barnes will give it to you. But if this railroading of Alex Jones stands, the pillars of Western civilization, at least the judicial pillars, have crumbled. And that's the thing. Every nation and every institution right now, whether we're talking about Germany or the UK or NATO or the United States or the Supreme Court or what have you, every institution and nation must make a choice. Do we stand on principle and then have a future? Or do we make this up as we go along and just wing it and commit institutional suicide in the process? Because if we don't have fairness, you see, the human mind is tuned in to fairness. If we don't have fairness, then we don't have the consent of the people. We lose fairness, you lose the people. And right now, the Biden regime is losing the people. And frankly, so is the Zelensky regime in Ukraine. And I think most of Western Europe as well. So we're bringing in, again, Gonzalo Lira to comment on all of this. And I really want to ask you to now give us your assessment of, does Western civilization as a whole have a future if we stay on this current course? Or can we avert the worst case scenario? Or have we doomed ourselves already? Where do we stand in history right now?
I personally believe that the crash is inevitable. Because, you see, the people who are currently in charge of the regime in the West I talk about, Western Europe, the United States, Canada, and Australia, New Zealand, well, the thing is, see, they are committed to this course of action of repressing any kind of dissent. Because, you see, at heart, I think that they recognize that they are wrong, what they're doing. And see, what happens when you realize that you're wrong, but, you know, you don't have the humility to accept that? Or you're afraid, because if you accept it and say, yes, I'm wrong, then people are going to discover all kinds of crimes that you might have committed. Well, your only solution is to repress more. The more people tell the truth about what's really going on, the more repression there's going to be. I mean, it's as simple as night follows day. See, the repression comes not because you're telling lies or telling things that are not true. No, the repression comes because you're telling things that are true. See, in the Soviet Union, they didn't bar the guy who was telling lies or telling foolish stories. They censored the man who was telling the truth about Stalin, about what was going on in the Soviet Union back in the day. See? And that's what's going on in the current regime that we have in the West. We call it the Biden regime, but it's giving too much credit to this Biden individual, this poor, decrepit, senile old man who's a criminal and a thief and a liar, but that's for another story. And also, apparently, a pervert. His own daughter says so in her diaries, but that's another story. It's not just Biden. It's this whole class of people. And their continued success, their position, their money, their livelihoods depend on continuing these lies. And so once your life depends on lies, you have to go more and more totalitarian, more and more extreme in how you push down anybody who tells the truth. That's inevitable, okay? And so that's what we're seeing. And so you, myself, Robert Barnes, anybody who's telling the truth, he gets censored. James Lindsay, with whom I had a delightful broadcast yesterday, it was incredibly illuminating and educational and fun, and it was just fantastic. He got his Twitter banned today, not because he was lying, not because he was telling falsehoods, not because he was telling misinformation. No, no, no. They banned him because he was telling the truth. The more truth you tell, the worse it gets. It's like, look, you know the Hans Christian Andersen fable of the emperor's new clothes, right? The emperor gets this fancy clothes that's being sold to him by these con men. And the con men tell him that only very sophisticated people can see this incredible cloth. And so finally the emperor wears these new clothes that are transparent. They're invisible. In fact, there are no clothes. And there's a little boy. And the little boy, as the king is parading and everybody says, oh, what a beautiful suit, this little boy says, why is that man walking naked? Do you know what happened to that boy who pointed out the truth? Because that's the real story. The little boy who points out that the emperor is naked, that he's not wearing any clothes, that it's all nonsense, that it's all baloney. The little boy is the one who gets snatched up, whipped, thrown into God knows where, some cellar somewhere without his dinner. Yeah. Or if he's an adult, if he's a man, he gets censored, he gets deplatformed, he gets his credit cards canceled. This has happened to everybody in the information sphere that is trying to tell people the truth about what's actually happening. Now, like Mike, you and I, we've talked about it privately. You have certain ideas about certain things. I have certain ideas about other things. We have certain disagreements, but that doesn't mean that we don't have respect for one another. That doesn't mean that we cannot have a civilized adult conversation where we disagree, and it's perfectly fine. Because, you see, your position is not based on a lie. My position is not based on a lie. Neither one of our positions is based on corruption, on theft, on using our position to make money. But the regimes of the West, that's what's going on. They are corrupt. They steal. Exactly. It's a kleptocracy. And so because of that, they have to silence people who are telling the truth. They have to persecute them judiciously by way of the judiciary. They have to silence everybody who tells the truth, because if people hear the truth, enough people hear the truth, then their whole disgusting corruption collapses. And that's what they're terrified.
That's exactly right. And this is... I mean, you just encapsulated the railroading of Alex Jones right now through the judicial system. You know, for every one statement that Alex might get wrong, which he later corrects and apologizes for as soon as he realizes it, he'll probably have 999 statements that were right on, that were the truth that they don't want people to hear. You know, exactly the same. And I can't help but think, as you were describing that, Gonzalo, and thank you for that, the greatest lie of all in our global economy is fiat currency, the money printing, the petrodollar status. I was seeing a story yesterday from it's called the Black Farmers Association of America, or some rendition of that. I think Boyd is the last name of the leader of that group, and he was saying, look, black farmers are suffering in America because of much higher prices of fertilizer and higher prices of diesel, all the inputs, including labor and so on. Black farmers are losing their farms. Small family farms are going bankrupt. And I thought to myself, yes, this man is absolutely correct. And why are those prices going up? A lot of it is money printing. Not 100%, but a whole lot of it is money printing. So the great theft from black farmers and, frankly, white farmers and all Latino farmers, all the farmers and all the American people, is the money printing con, which is the emperor wearing no clothes. And I regret, I'll have to ask you to wait on your response because we have to take another break. But think about that. We'll be right back with Gonzalo Lira. Please stay with us for at least one more segment, if you would, sir. It's greatly appreciated. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break with more.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. You push them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We're getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, vitamin fusion, body cells of a turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
I hope you're enjoying this show as much as I am, folks. I mean, I'm having a blast because I get to talk to a really intelligent guy here, Gonzalo Lira from Kharkov, Ukraine, and we get to cover a number of subjects. And it's not just about IQ, it's about people who have the courage to just say it as they see it, right? Just to tell the truth. Because we can run around and we can find high IQ doctors, let's say, some of whom are just, you know, killing people by avoiding the evidence of vaccine damages. It's not about how smart you are necessarily from an academic point of view. It's about that combination of courage, that willingness to tell the truth, and also not putting up with the lies. And I would dare say, I think right now in our world, at least in our kind of blogosphere of analysts and voices, that Gonzalo Lira is one of the most observant people and the most courageous, just willing to tell it like it is. He's got a YouTube channel. It's called Gonzalo Lira 2, I believe. I'm not sure what happened to Gonzalo Lira 1, but he's got Gonzalo Lira 2, so you can find him on YouTube, and he's got these roundtables that are fascinating. And frankly, he's occupying a lot of my time because I'm listening to everything that he puts out. So, Mr. Lira, welcome back. Thank you for staying late, and I really appreciate everything that you're doing.
It's my pleasure, and thank you so much for your so kind words. That was very much appreciated. Thank you.
Well, you know, you deserve it. You've earned it. I mean, here you are, you know, in Ukraine, and
yeah,
you're there.
Well, it was just an accident. It was just an accident because I live here. And my wife is Ukrainian. I met her in Europe. I was living in Paris a few years ago, over a decade ago. And I met her through friends from college. And she was working there as an au pair. And, you know, one thing led to the next. And here we are with two kids. And they're perfectly safe and sound. They're nowhere near this war zone. They're actually at the beach. So they're having a wonderful time. And because of different circumstances, I had to stay behind, and I'm sort of like a little bit stuck here for the time being. But that's not really important. What's important is that, you know, everything is going well, and the kids are fine, and they're having a blast, and they're tanned nearly black, and they're having a wonderful, wonderful time, which is the important thing.
Okay, outstanding. Now, I'd like to get your reaction on some news that broke that's just truly shocking. Check this out. This is from WesternJournal.com. The headline is as follows. Hours dead pig brought into state of undeath after being pumped full of scientific sludge. Now they want to use it on humans. And I'm thinking, of course, because I have a comedy circuit that's going, I'm thinking Joe Biden, right? They already used it. But this is a zombie concoction that they can pump it into dead pigs, and then the pig's organs start to come alive again, and they have to even pump it full of kind of like anti-twitch chemicals to stop the head from jerking and twitching. And, of course, I'm immediately thinking Hillary Clinton. But you get my point. I mean, is this some kind of mad science thing? What is this?
Look, it's a lack of judgment. Because, you see, just because you can do something doesn't mean that you ought to do that thing. And sometimes there are things that you should just leave alone. For instance, you know, all of these gain-of-function researches, right, they're trying to basically figure out a way to weaponize viruses. And this stuff, you know, it can get away from you, and it could be catastrophic. This time around, we got lucky, because it's very obvious that the COVID-19 virus was engineered. As I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I understand that part of the DNA sequence of this virus was patented by Monsanto or Pfizer, one of these conglomerates. You know, I mean, it was clearly a manufactured virus that all in all, you know, I mean, no disrespect to the people who lost loved ones, but generally, we got lucky because not many people died of it in terms of percentages of the total population that got this disease, right? Now, imagine if it had been much worse, if it had been like the bubonic plague or some sort of aerosolized cancer of some sort, something catastrophic like that. You know, I mean, this stuff gets away with you because people are sloppy, people get tired, people just make mistakes, and they don't mean anything by it. But all of a sudden, some horrible virus escapes and wreaks havoc. You should have the judgment to realize that there are some things that you shouldn't do. And that's what adults realize. Because children, immature people, foolish people, will do whatever comes into their foolish heads and say, oh, you know, that's perfectly fine. You know, let's jump off a 40-story building and see if I can fly. You know, I mean, because that's what stupid people do. People with some sense, some judgment, you don't have to be, 160 IQ points. You can be just average Joe insofar as brain pan power is concerned, but still have the judgment, the common sense, the experience to realize, you know, this might be a bad idea. Don't do it. This stuff of reviving pigs, for instance, it's crazy, okay?
Zombie pig attack.
Look, the difference, you know, in terms of physiognomy between a pig and a human being is very little.
Yes.
Okay. There is a much greater distance between, say, the physiognomy of a mouse, for instance, and a pig than a pig and a human being. So if we can do it to pigs, they'll probably be able to do it to human beings. Is it something that we want? Definitely not.
They intend to do this with human beings. This is being developed to try to preserve organs for transplants. So folks, someone dies in a car crash. They're dead for an hour or a couple of hours. I mean dead, brain dead, no circulation, no oxygen. They pump them full of this concoction, which I guess would push out some of the vaccine clots, probably. There'd be like clots coming out of one side, the zombie concoction. Right. They get the clots out of there. They get the concoction in there. The organs come back to life. Then they kill the person a second time to harvest the organs to put them in to some recipient so that the hospital can bill $500,000 for an organ transplant and bill that to Medicare or Medicaid. They're making money. They zombify the organs, and then the recipient has like a zombie heart or something. Like, this is medical science now? Really? Yeah,
like I said, you know, just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should do something. I mean, look, you earn a decent living, you know, so do I, right? I know that I have the money that I can go and buy, I don't know, a kilo of heroin and inject myself with it. Should I do that? Of course not. It would be insane, okay? And so the same applies here, man. And I insist, you have to sometimes let sleeping dogs lie. Sometimes just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should do that thing.
Yes.
And sometimes even with the best of intentions, you have to realize that if you don't know all of the information, the consequences can be catastrophic. Look, insofar as the vaccine for COVID is concerned, right? When I first heard about the story back in November, December of 2020, I thought this is crazy because, you know, anything can happen. Okay. You need years to test this stuff. Okay. And I always thought of thalidomide. Thalidomide was a drug developed in West Germany. It was used as a tranquilizer and was prescribed to pregnant women. And pregnant women who took it during certain weeks of their pregnancy, it wasn't during the entire pregnancy, just a few weeks, just a few crucial weeks. Well, they either lost their babies or in other cases, tragically, the babies were born without their arms were little stumps or their arms and legs were little stumps. You know, it was a tragedy. It was horrible, right? And the, you know, these poor children, you're seeing it on screen now, you know, these poor children suffering because of a drug that was not tested properly. Okay? And that was just one drug. And we've known this for 60 years because this happened in the late 50s, early 60s, right?
Yes.
And it still took them 5 years to realize what had happened because they were getting these babies with these deformities and they didn't really know. It wasn't like these children came out with holding a little paper saying thalidomide did this, okay? They had to figure it out. It took time. It took a lot of research and investigation. And so by the same token, you know, you should never put out some drug without testing it for years and years.
Amen.
And on top of that, it went against their own science that you never put out a vaccine in the middle of a pandemic. These people were anti-science because they were panicking.
Hold on, I apologize again. Got to say one thing, and please stay one more segment. When we come back after this coming break, I'm going to break some bombshell news about how we solve Western Europe's energy problem because there's been a new breakthrough announcement and demonstration in Texas of an energy technology that you're going to want to hear about. We'll have that on the other side. Stay with us here on the Alex.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut.
GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Onto your hats, folks. We've got some major breaking news to share with you here that can help solve the world's energy problems. And we also have Gonzalo Lira, who's with us for this one more segment. And then Alex Jones and Robert Barnes come in for the fourth hour. And I want to thank Gonzalo for staying with us. But first, folks, The Great Reset, the new book by Alex Jones. The reason why it's important to go online and pre-order this book, Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, you know, BN.com, is because the more people buy it, the higher it moves up the list of bestsellers and the harder it is for the establishment to ignore. I mean, that's the whole reason. Trust me, authors don't make hardly any money off of books. This is not at all about making money. It's about sending a message. And Skyhorse Publishing is the publisher behind this book. They're a fantastic company. They also published The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and many other books, by the way, including books by attorney Alan Dershowitz and many others. So check it out. The Great Reset by Alex Jones. Purchase it as a vote for freedom, frankly. That's really what this is about. Now, the big news I want to share with you, and I want to get Gonzalo's reaction to this. I had originally scheduled a guest for this hour whom I asked to reschedule, so he will come back. But we were going to talk about this major breaking news, and it involves a technology called low-energy nuclear reactions, which is a solid-state heat-generating system. Now, in the early days, 1989, it used to be called cold fusion. And it was, you know, downplayed by the physics community. They said that's impossible. Well, not impossible. It's been replicated by the United States Navy and laboratories in Japan and in Russia and all over the world. Well, there's a company in America now called Brillouin Energy, and they have now demonstrated this in a live demonstration at a conference that just took place in California about a week ago or roughly that. They're also setting up a demonstration, I think, at Rice University in Houston, Texas, that is coming up, where you'll be able to see a Stirling engine operating off of a solid-state, low-energy nuclear reaction technology system. And the way the system operates, and I will go to you, Gonzalo, thank you for your patience, but the way the system operates is it takes an input, let's say 1,000 watts of electricity, but it produces a multiple of that in terms of excess heat. For example, the current ratio is 2.7. So 1,000 watts coming in, you get 2,700 watts of heat. And this heat can be used to just directly heat buildings. I can think of some European countries that might be interested in that real soon. Or you can heat water with it. You can then turn the water into steam and drive a turbine, i.e. you can ultimately replace fuel rods in nuclear power plants with this technology. I mean, it's going to take some engineering and more years, but the tech exists. That's the thing. You can heat buildings, you can generate electricity, and you can do it in a green, even an eco-friendly way, because it produces no emissions, not carbon, nothing, not even the normal radioactive waste. So with that in mind, folks, I mean, again, it's called low-energy nuclear reactions, LENR. We'll have a guest on sometime soon to speak in more detail about that. But, Gonzalo, my question to you on this is, you know, this is just a great example because this technology has been suppressed
I'm
for
sorry.
Decades.
I don't buy it.
You don't buy it?
Sorry. Not at all. I could say almost positively that it's some sort of scam.
Well, this is why I love to have you on, Gonzalo, because you're a thinking person. You reach your own conclusions. I've done diligence on this, but I definitely want to hear your thoughts. Go ahead.
Sure. Back in 89 it was, or 87, something like that. I don't quite remember the year, but on Time magazine, the cover of Time magazine, there was this big picture of like some scientist who had come up with some cold fusion technology. It was like a little beaker with a couple of electrodes in it. I mean, I don't have it handy. You know, I was not prepared for this particular topic. But I remember that even Time magazine back in 89 got bamboozled by this, because later it turned out to be just nonsense. It's just a fake, just a big scam, okay? And this notion that, you know, you'll have some solid state, I don't know if it was that. No, it was on the cover of Time magazine. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that I've heard this for years, for decades at this point, okay? I don't buy it. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'll be the first to say that I was wrong if I'm proven wrong. But, you know, just like a story like this, I think it's baloney. You know, I just prima facie, because I've heard this, like I said, for decades.
Right, okay? Right. Well,
and see, this particular nut to crack, right, a lot of people want to crack it because it represents a great deal of money, okay, even to the people of the regime. Right, that one. That's the cover that you're seeing on your screen now. Fusion or Illusion. Yeah, Time magazine. I remember reading that Time magazine. And they were all in favor. They thought it was the next thing. It turned out to be nonsense.
Because, well, but you're referring to Fleischmann and Pons, University of Salt Lake, Utah, 1989.
It would be made from this. And so a lot of companies would most definitely want to be involved in this business if it were an actual business, okay? And so this notion that there's a big cabal that they would be suppressing it because of the oil companies or something like that, there would be money to be made by having this technology than the oil companies. The oil companies would become small bananas compared to a fusion system that actually worked. Okay, and so that's why I hear these stories periodically. I don't buy them. And if I'm wrong, I'll be the first to say so.
But well, I should apologize. I didn't mention I was going to bring this up at all, so we didn't talk about this beforehand.
The thing is, as far as I'm concerned, the only thing that I can do is say exactly what I think.
Yes.
And let the chips fall where they may, because I've always thought that it's easier to live that way.
It's easier to say, oh, yes or no or whatever, because when I genuinely believe something, it's genuine. I'm not faking it. Okay.
Well, that's what's beautiful about this process that the public is observing. I mean, here are you and I talking about a subject that we did not prearrange. We have different sets of information about what this is. And you are saying, you know, right now publicly, as with any topic, that if new information emerges that comes to your awareness, you're happy to reevaluate it. And I am as well. I am as well. What I can say, I've been monitoring this for many, many years, and this is in alignment with the laws of physics. There's a slight loss of mass and a large increase in excess energy and a little bit of helium produced as a byproduct. I believe this is a very real thing, and it's been licensed to some boiler companies who are going to use it to help heat hot water for distribution and systems. But I think it's not a super miracle, like it's not going to solve the world's energy problems overnight. But this is something.
Like right there, when you mentioned that that it produces a little excess helium, right there I know that something's hinky going on, because helium is a noble gas. It's two electrons. It can't bind with anything. That's why it's a noble gas. And so helium can only be produced by fusion, a fusion reaction, like what happens in the sun, and other certain geological processes that take millennia, literally, to conclude, and perhaps even more. I'm fuzzy on the geology. I read it back when I was in college, you know, 25 odd years ago. And so the thing is helium, you know, if there is no industrial process whereby helium is produced as a byproduct. And so right there, I'm like, it doesn't sound real.
I hear you, and I appreciate your forthrightness. And see, I think this proves that when you speak, you are always speaking from your heart and from a perspective of truth, and not, well, like, you're not going to just go along with something just because it's popular or whatever. You're going to say what you believe.
You see, Mike, I respect you enough that I think, see, if I didn't respect you, I'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. You know?
Right, exactly.
When you're dealing with somebody whom you don't respect, what, you're going to argue with them? No, you're not going to waste your time with them. And if they say, I don't know, that, you know, the moon is made of green cheese or something, you know, something absurd, you know, you just say, okay, fine. Yeah, because you don't respect them, you don't care about them. But if you do care about somebody and you respect them, then you say, no, I disagree with you, you know, and that's perfectly fine. I don't know why we have this notion that we cannot disagree. And
right, that's what's beautiful about this. And I respect you and your intelligence and your views and your knowledge on so many issues. And actually, the whole reason I brought this up was, what if Western Europe, actually there is some other solution other than hydrocarbons, or reverting to nuclear, because Germany is going back to, like, let's turn on the nuclear power plants again, which is interesting because they want to shut them all down because of you know, the green energy situation. But then they don't want hydrocarbons. And then my knowledge is that this technology has been intentionally suppressed for all these years. What if it can be commercialized? Then we have another alternative.
Look, stuff has to pass the smell test, you know? When you make a turkey, you always want to smell it good before you stick it in the oven to make sure it passes the smell test, right?
Well, but we have zombie pigs being brought back from the dead now.
Okay? because I'm actually up to date and I know more or less that.
Sorry to cut you off. I hope you enjoyed the show, folks.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.